CliffCentral.com.
We have something much more exciting to do this morning, and that is that we're going to speak to somebody who's been whose voice is well known to us, and someone who's been kind of a part of our Cliff Central family by, you know, from some distance. But she and her mum and her dad have played a role in our lives at Cliff Central. In fact, our first consignment of furniture, when we really only had garden chairs in the office, was from Hirsch's. Mm. And I've known of this person for a very long time. I'm sure you've heard her voice in all the ads. You know the business. But it's time for us this morning to actually meet Lucy Hirsch. And if you're currently looking for TVs, appliances, or any other things that you need for your home, and if you're looking for them at a bargain, we have some good news for you. Hirsch's is one of the most reliable and the biggest brands in South Africa, and they can sort you out with that. And their special deals, they've got a special winter sale on. And trust me, at this stage, after coronavirus and after lockdowns and going back into lockdowns and everything else, you need to make sure your home is kitted out properly, not just for winter, but for everything. Because you're teaching at home, if you've got kids, you're working from home, you're trying to be a mom or a dad, or you're trying to run your household as well. You need to save wherever you can. So Lucy's here to help us out with that. Lucy Hirsch, how nice to see you. How are you?
Good morning, Garrett and team. How's it?
How's it? It's so nice to see you, Lucy. I've heard your ads for thousands of years. We've met your mum, Margaret, who we love to pieces, and here you are, finally on the show. It's good to see you. Tell me about this sale.
And I'm happy to be here. I'm really happy to be here. I have to say, sorry, carry on.
No. It's just taken us too long to get you on the show, but here you are eventually. Lucy Hirsch, go on. Tell us about the sale.
So we have got a very exciting winter sale on the go at the moment. And I think what has become very apparent in our lives is that people are happy to spend money on their homes. Mm. From a hygienic point of view, you've never needed your home to be more clean and your household to be more clean.
Absolutely.
And also from a convenience point of view, a lot of people are spending a lot more time at home.
Yeah.
And doing a lot more things within their home. A lot of people have had family move in with them, you know, aunties, uncles, cousins, mothers, kids that have come back from varsity that are moving in with them, that are studying from home. And you actually want to be comfortable. And that's where we are able to help you.
So you guys have got an incredible range of stuff. And really, Hirsch's has just grown in leaps and bounds over the last couple of years. It's a very successful business. But you pride yourselves in being able to get people good deals and being able to find the best possible stuff from all over the world. I actually had a tour with your mum once of one of your stores, and she told me all about what's going on there. It's fascinating. So let's just quickly find out about the story of Hirsch's, because most people don't know this. Tell me about how it all started and how you guys as a family have made this business and how it's grown.
So my parents actually started Hirsch's back in 1979. So and I was just a year old.
Wow.
So there you go. And my brother Richard was two. And my father had always been a appliance technician who had fixed appliances in people's homes. And he often would get to a situation where he wasn't able to fix the appliance. And the person would have to buy a new appliance. And it would obviously, people are all about convenience, and he'd have to say, look, I'm so sorry, I can't fix your fridge, you're going to have to buy a new one. And the lady would say to him, is there any way you could help me or assist me or give me some advice? And he'd say, I'm so sorry, I just fixed appliances. And he went to his boss and he said, there's definitely a gap in the market to supply appliances when we can't fix them.
Yeah.
And his boss said, I disagree with you completely. We need to stick to what we're doing and not at all. And he never let go of this. He kept bringing this up. And eventually his boss said, you know what, Alan, I think you're so smart. You could do it yourself. And he did.
Well, I mean, you know, people always tell you that you shouldn't go into business with family. But you guys are so tight and you do this so well that you must be one of the best examples of how a family business can run. Family is obviously massively important to you. Did you grow up in the shop? I mean, is this, you know, you hear about people whose families are in retail and they kind of grew up behind the till. Their cot was over there. They had to walk up and down the aisles at like toddler age trying to find their mom. Is this what it was like for you?
Completely. I think Hirsch's has always been the third child and part of our family and kind of something that we've done. But I can tell you that my brother and I have done every single job in the whole of Hirsch's, from going in the delivery trucks to being cashiers. I can say this now. I think I probably was the best switchboard operator ever in the whole of Hirsch's. We really have. We've grown up with the company. We know the intricate aspects of it. We've worked in all the departments for not just for a while, for a long, over long periods of time. Right. I mean, I actually think my best experience probably came when I was like 24 or so. I worked as my mother's PA for 2 years. And I tell everyone this, if you want to learn a company, be a PA to the big boss, because that is probably when I learned the most and got to really be involved in the most part of the intricate running of the business as well.
You know, your mom is, she is a powerhouse, hey? I mean, I wouldn't I wouldn't want to be her daughter and be in trouble with her as an employee.
Well, luckily I was very good at my job.
Well, that's, thank God for that. All right. So we, I mean, Hersh's is more than a retailer though, because this is the story that you just told us about your dad. It was out of seeing an opportunity here and also out of being able to help people that he decided to start this business all those years ago. But let's just talk about the functions that you guys host at Hersh's, and you do all this networking, and your mom is a bit of a social media star as well, because she does all these talks. She's well known as a businesswoman, and she speaks often about her own experiences in the world of retail. Tell me about these networking functions that you guys host.
Well, to be honest, we've always realized that there's a lot of places that people can buy their appliances from. And so when you shop at Hersh's, you're getting so much more than just the appliance you buy. We've always prided ourselves on having phenomenal customer service and being a part of the community. And I think it's just from that it just grew, where we started having networking functions. And obviously it's all been a little bit different at the moment with, you know, crazy COVID and all. But we started with having a lot of people would buy these fancy appliances and they wouldn't work them themselves. They would get their housekeepers to manage them. And it would be so difficult because the housekeeper wouldn't necessarily have been in the shop. They would hardly have any information. So we started off getting housekeepers to come in on afternoons and the mornings and actually teaching them about the appliances and how they work, so they could have the knowledge that they needed to function with them. And then from there, it just grew with a lot of, my mom is, as you know, is passionate about people starting their own businesses. And then she wanted to give them a platform where they could share their stories and get advice from other people and just be in a community. Because I think we really do know that we thrive in community.
I think that's so important. I mean, you use the word housekeepers, but essentially a lot of South Africans would know that as domestic workers or, you know, someone who comes in once or twice a week. Maybe they stay on the property and they kind of look after everything. And people, that relationship of trust is hugely important. Plus, a lot of the decisions around what is bought in the house and how much money is spent on appliances or on equipment or any of that stuff, those decisions are often made by the housekeeper / domestic worker. So it's great that you guys saw that so far ahead of everyone else.
And also wanted to help them, because it's anyone, any job that you're doing, if your tools aren't working, it's incredibly stressful. If you don't know, and also for maintenance. So a lot of people didn't educate on how to clean dishwashers properly and even microwaves and things. So many of our service calls were just basic, you know, things that could have been prevented if the correct information had gone down the right channel.
So I started off by forcing you to talk about the sale, but I'm going to force you to do it again, because we still use, by the way, all that stuff at Cliff Central that you guys gave us 7 years ago.
The
sofa that we have in our sort of reception area, it's been sat on by all the rich and famous and the good and the no good of South Africa when we've had them there for interviews. In fact, we even had Skolopat, the artist. She even had a sleep on the sofa after her interview one morning. We had to wake her up and send her home. But it is great stuff, and I know that you are on top of exactly what the sale is. So there are obviously savings all over the place, but what kinds of things do people really love in a sale like this? What are your favorite things? What sells like hotcakes?
So for me, I've got to say there always are like quite a few like really special deals. And for at the moment, I would say the Philips Double XL air fryer, which just is a game changer, because it's just a massive air fryer that you can put a whole chicken in and potatoes and whatever. You mean you can do whatever you pretty much want to do. So I really think that is a great deal at 4,299 rand. And another thing that has been flying off our shelves is the Instant Pot. Because if you have an Instant Pot, you can make
that?
A cheesecake, you can make a curry. It's basically, if you think about it, it's a pot that plugs in that you cook in. So it's one device, but it literally has 9 functions. So it's almost like a little, like as if you were cooking on the stove on a pot, but it's all contained. So it's very small. It's easy to manage. It's portable.
That sounds
it's really one of our hottest appliances.
I'm useless in the kitchen. So are there non-kitchen things that I might benefit from?
Do you know what? We have found that people have really upgraded their TVs of note.
Uh-huh.
So we decided to go big on TVs because we're spending more time at home. A lot of people never downloaded things like Netflix and Showmax before because they were hardly ever at home. There's obviously been a lot of growth in that. So we've decided to go big on TVs. There are some super TV deals and a lot of TVs that we haven't stocked before that we've managed to get in. Because, you know, there's often industry was closed and we never quite knew what was happening.
Right.
But we've been quite lucky. And also some great, lovely big snake stoves that are on sale. And really tried to cover everything.
Listen, you really are such an inspirational family, and I'm just pleased that we were brought together at the beginning of our business because we couldn't have done it without Hirsch's, and I thought all these years later it would be great to actually meet you on the show, have a chat to you. Now, I believe that there might be some more stores opening. You know, while the economy is still coming out of COVID, this is a testament to how much you and your mom and your dad and your brother have put into this business and how clever you are. You guys aren't shutting down stores. You're opening more.
Well, Gareth, you are actually very well informed. that is correct. We are. So we are a national company. We started obviously in Durban and then moved on to Johannesburg and then on to Cape Town. And we've loved being in Cape Town. Cape Town is we have a store in Milnerton and in Somerset West.
Right.
And we thought it was time we met somewhere in the middle.
So where are you opening this new one?
We are looking to open in the Constantia area.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Which is very exciting. It's all happening, and it's been quite nice to have something like this in the pipeline to be working on.
Well, people can always head over to hirschs.co.za. That's hirschs.co.za. But before I let you go, is there a new generation of Hirsch's? Because it's not like your mom and dad are going to retire, right? They're going to work right till the end. They're such powerhouses.
No.
So
they love it. No, not anytime soon.
So once they do decide to take it easy, which is probably another 20 years away, knowing them, are you and your brother going to run things? And then is there another generation of Hirsch's to take over after that?
Do you know that between my brother and I, we have 5 sons.
Perfect. That's all I needed to know.
They're a bit young at the moment, but they'll get there.
That's awesome. Are you grooming them already to understand the business?
They really like the business, and they like all the things in the business, but that's about as far as they've got.
Well, Lucy, it's lovely to meet you, and great to talk to you. And keep on producing all those amazing deals and helping people with making their homes that much better. It's great to see you, and thanks for being on the show this morning.
It was so nice to finally chat to you, Gareth. I know we've chatted before on all sorts of other social medias and emails and things, but it was nice to chat face-to-face.
Yeah, this is it. I love it. Very good. Nice to see you.
Have a good day.
Lucy. Thanks so
much. You too. Cheers.
There we go. That's Lucy Hirsch. And you do want to check out their sale because, trust me, if there's anything that we've all realized over the last while, it is that we need to start making our homes more livable and more fun. If your home isn't what you want it to be in these days and at this stage of your life after all the lockdowns and things, then you've missed the opportunity to turn it into your office, to turn it into your boardroom, to turn it into your school, like Pumi was saying this morning. You know, you've got to get all this shit in line.
And I can give you a testimonial about that one pot.
Hmm? Oh, do you like it?
Oh.
You use it, huh? Very nice, Pums.
All the time. CliffCentral.com